1-800-327-6937.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me, starting out the show with my buddy Pete Grandage. Known this guy for a long time. We spent time together at all of the shows. He's one of the better guys out there, I have to say, and one of the most informed guys out there. Pete, this past week, the market was really, really interesting, in my opinion. You know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, after being down, you know, for most days last week, was very, very strong on Friday. As we were recording this, it was up damn near 200 points. It was up 173.78 points. Gold, after rallying all week, did very, very well all week. On Friday, it was down as low as $34.70. In spite of that, in the gold market, Pete, the gold traders, according to Bloomberg, were more optimistic about gold than they had ever been since what they called the bear market in gold began about 2 or 3 months ago. I personally feel exactly the same way, and I don't want to say I don't understand what's going on, because I do understand what's going on, and I understand that the reason that the markets are doing as well as they are, the conventional markets, is because you have to have optimism in our economy, because that's the only thing that's making our economy work. I don't understand, however, why the price of gold is fluctuating as much as it is. It strikes me that it would make more sense, Pete, for the conventional market and the gold market, perhaps, to increase in value in tandem. That hasn't been the past law. That hasn't occurred in the past lots of times, but I think it should be happening right now. Comments?
Well, I think the article, although I'm not reading it, I'm going to assume that they have felt that since the top in 2011, gold has been in a bear market. And on that basis, I find the movement in the last couple weeks very interesting. And why I say that is you're having now is almost every day a dramatic reversal from the previous day. And if you look at the last, say, 10 to 15 trading sessions, they have been all either up a lot or down a lot, and they literally reverse themselves within a day in the gold market. And what that signals to me is, and it's common after you spent 30 years in the trenches, that after a particular move, the last of the people who are trying to participate in that move are acting, while those early figuring that the move is about to end and change act as well. So the flops are the people who are really the Johnny-come-latelys that think, well, now it's just easy, you know, gold rally, let me sell it here. And then the buy-in after that happens is by people recognizing that the bulk of the move is over. I don't want to chase it yet, but I'm going to buy it on any weakness. And it's kind of like a tug-of-war, if you can remember having those when you were kids, and they put the little flag on it, and it would go back and forth. And that's what we're seeing now in the gold market. And I view it as very constructive. It is frustrating to those few that, like us, that remain very bullish on a day-to-day basis. But I'm seeing some real positives, including, as you noted, that we're seeing now the aggressive gold bullion bank types on the COMEX in the paper market are actually getting net long, which is very unheard of over the years, while at the same time, the person that normally gets killed in the paper market, the small speculator, is at their most aggressively short position. And those are the things that should take place at major changing points. So as far as the gold market is concerned, while dampered today, I feel more constructive now than I have in many months.
You know, another guest on our program who's turned into being a regular guest, as you are, is a fellow by the name of Gary Savage. And Gary brought up some things yesterday being Thursday, as we're recording this on Friday, that I thought were really, really interesting, in the sense that he felt that because the currency markets were going the way that they're going, he felt that we could see gold knocking on the door of $1,900 an ounce again by this fall. Now, his comment on that, basically, the rationale rationale, I guess I should say, dealt with technical aspects of the currency market. He felt that because of what the U.S. dollar had been doing in terms of value, he felt that a break was imminent in the value of the U.S. dollar, and he said, I think you're going to see the U.S. dollar decline in value over the next couple of 3 months, and he said, that's obviously going to be very, very bullish for gold, and I would have to agree with that. You know, I'm not much of a technician, and I don't try to be. I leave that to the Gary Savages, Rick Ackerman, etc. of the world, Docs, etc. of the world. But I have to say, Pete, you know, you're a fundamentalist, I'm a fundamentalist, and I think that gold really needs to play more of an important role in people's portfolios simply because of the, I don't know, I guess the word I'd have to use here would be extreme volatility, and I think it's going to go to the downward side because of fundamental reasons in the world's economies. I mean, the Western economies really are, I think, on the verge of absolutely imploding. And I think gold is the best place to be in terms of safety and security. Comments?
Well, history has that on side. It has a couple thousand years of proving to be worthy versus any paper currency that was the king at the time. But it's interesting about your guest's view about the U.S. dollar, particularly when you look at it in the U.S. dollar index. Now, the U.S. dollar index isn't the absolute best index to use simply because it's not weighted. The euro makes up the single biggest part of the U.S. dollar index, but nevertheless, it's something that many in the media and financial people refer to. Well, as we speak, it's at 81.68. It had gotten to 84, and as I've talked for months on my own blog, despite all the talk that the dollar was the place to be, the euro was, you know, going into the garbage and all that other type of stuff, U.S. dollar index is moving down again. And that's just a sign, I think, again, with the change that I see happening in the gold market and the constructiveness that's building now. I think, and we must also make this before we end this talk, and that is we have two different markets. The physical market for bullion in no way, shape, or form is being represented by what's happening in the paper market. Everywhere from every analyst, and people not just involved with the sale of gold, but independent analysts, are noting such great overall demand and such big premiums people are paying to get their hands on physical bullion, yet the paper market would make you think that no one would want to own it. And I think that difference is more of a sense of stress among those who manipulate the paper market. And while it's certainly they've thrown everything now at it and it's making it more volatile, I think they're recognizing they're losing control of it. So I really say this in all sincerity, Al, that I feel more constructive to gold's upward movement in the coming weeks and months than I felt in quite some time.
Well, I have to tell you, Pete, I agree 100%, and I think that, you know, for people who are interested in being perhaps more involved in this market, I think it's really important to realize the importance that the securities involved in this particular sector play in the area. I mean, there are companies out there right now in the gold sector that are trading for less than cash in the bank. I picked up a company called Exeter Resources this past week, which I announced 3 days before I was going to do it. You know, and why did I buy it? I paid 90 cents a share for it. Why did I buy it? I think it's a screaming example of what I'm talking about. They've got 50 cents a share in cash, okay, and then the other 40 cents that I paid for that stock, easily with the size of their asset down in Chile, which I have visited in person, I mean, that the asset itself is got to be worth, you know, significantly more than the 40 cents or 50 cents that the market is aspiring to it. Pete, we've only got about 30 seconds left here. Tell us a little bit about your website real quick.
Well, it's very simple, Greenwich.com. I am a compensated consultant to publicly held companies, mostly in the junior resource market, but I also use my website to comment on markets in general and also economies both here and abroad.
And let me tell you, it's very definitely worth looking at. Go to our favorite sites section on our homepage, and we can direct you right to Peter's sites. It is truly a good one. This guy's made some very, very accurate calls in the past. Go to his site, check it out. I think you'll agree.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
on air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know who I am, and I know who most of you are. Having said that, you know, Pete Grandich, aside from being a regular guest on our show, is a pretty good buddy of mine. And Pete suggested a while ago that we start doing a segment on the program, specifically on the weekend radio show, where we talk about people who make a difference. And some of the people who we've talked about in the past were John Feal, F-E-A-L, who started the Feel Good Foundation, which is an organization in New York City that deals with the first responders. We've chatted with some other people, and I decided that we would have on this program a segment a week that we're going to devote to people who make a difference. A friend of mine is a woman by the name of Linda Gray, and I have to tell you, Linda makes a big difference. She has traveled all over the world trying to assist, take out the word trying, she assists people through her actions, strictly voluntarily. Most of the time, all of her trips are on her own nickel, for lack of better terms. And Linda gave a presentation at our men's club three days ago, and we were chatting there, she was chatting there, about the work that she had been doing in India, specifically with children. Absolutely mind-boggling, some of the goodness that this woman is doing. Linda, first of all, I guess the first question I would want to ask you is, why did you decide to get into this type of work?
Well, I've been wanting to do this for many, many, many years. But I've, in the early 80s, got married and then had kids right away, four kids. And then 10 years later, we had a caboose child. And so it was delayed for many, many years. And I don't know, it was just always in my heart to do it. And in 2007... finally went on my first little trip to Baja, Mexico, okay, to an orphanage. Yep.
What was going on down there?
In Baja?
Mm-hmm.
There was a orphanage that was building, they were on their first home that was housing like 20 mm-hmm. kids, and they were on their second home, and we helped build that second home. We did stucco, we did all kinds of stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. The stucco was really funny because it looked like the waves of an ocean, you know? And it's supposed to be smooth, right?
I thought, oh gosh,
the next time we come back, I think it's going to be probably redone. But nope, I went back a few months later and they kept it the way it was. It's pretty cute, pretty good.
So you were basically working with orphans down there. Now, I know that when you went over to India, and India isn't the only, you've been to the Middle East, you've been all over, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in India. You know, Linda mm-hmm. Smith, who was the a representative on the national level from Washington State, actually is also working with disadvantaged kids in India since she got out of politics. But what are some of the populations that you're working with over there?
Well, when we went there in March, we visited one really big organization out in the country, out past Pune, and this mission houses widows, elderly widows that are blind, and they also have little kids that are blind, and we just went and just hugged and listened to them and just encouraged them. And the strange thing is when you go, they encourage you so much. It just touches your heart. You just, mm-hmm. It's kind of the opposite. Like, you think you're going there to help, but no, they always, it just makes your insides just, just very joyful.
It's funny, you know, Kathy and I have been involved in volunteer work for, probably the last 20, 25 years. And, you know, we're mm-hmm. the winners. It's not the mm-hmm. people who were trying
totally.
To help. We're the ones who win. I was very, very impressed with a couple of things. The environment over there is one of extreme poverty. It's poverty mm-hmm. that people in the United States almost can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
God, how do those kids survive that?
You know, I've been a lot of places, and it's always very, very poor. And what I've come to see is the kids, they don't know anything. They don't know any different. Mm-hmm. So that is their home. That's the way, that's just the way it is. There is no difference to them. Like, when we go, we see it because we've lived, and we have a lot here. We are very, very, very blessed in this country. But they don't know anything. That's just the way of life. So,
yeah. It's amazing how heavy a cross a lot of people have to bear. And quite frankly, fortunately, in many cases, they're not even aware of the weight. And I think that's a bit of an advantage. You know, I got to tell you, nothing makes me angrier in this world than people who live in a cushy society like the United States. And all they want to do is, you know, all they want to do is take. They don't want to give to other aspects of society. I mean, what would you say to people like that, Linda?
Well, I just think sometimes we don't know any different. Our media and our commercials and everything is get, you know, go buy this, go buy that. Wow, when you get to the point of where your house is filled, you've got the pictures on the wall, you have the couch, you've got everything that you've ever wanted, and you're like, oh, now what? Well, there you go. That's when it's time to go, and you need to go out, and you need to volunteer and do something, because that's what changes your life. That's when things happen in your life.
And not only do you change your life, but you change other people's lives. You know, one thing I try to harp on this show, and I've tried to harp on for years and years, is come on. Go out and make a difference. Don't just sit and complain. Don't just sit and take. Go out and make a difference. Tell us quickly some of the places in the world where you visited and been involved in these activities.
Okay, I've been to Germany, and from Germany we went to the Czech Republic, and we went to the. We did a very late night ministry in the Czech Republic, where we went to the prostitutes on the streets, and we would bring them roses, and we would go to the brothels in this one city called Cheb. I can't say it right, but Cheb. They have many, many brothels, and we went. A few of the people went in there and just talked to the prostitutes, and. From there, I went to Spain, and then went to Israel and Jordan, and went up in Jordan. We went up to the Syrian border, and went to a Muslim village and helped out there. We took them some food and stuff. Jamaica, went to Jamaica on a little trip. Mexico a couple times.
You know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to tell you, you know, unfortunately, when you're doing commercial radio, you have to abide by what we call clocks. But I have to tell you, you know, it's a real inspiration for me to listen to the experiences of people like yourself. And I would have to say, Linda, that it would have to be an inspiration really to anybody who has any common sense whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, back to the mundane topic of politics. Going to be right back after this break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to reiterate, I say this every week, every time that Pete's on the show, but Peter Grandage really, really is a good guy, and he's absolutely, you know, for somebody who basically really doesn't have any formal education, but he's got over 30 years experience in the industry, in the financial community. The guy is absolutely brilliant, and I got all the time in the world for him. Three other people who I have all the time in the world for are Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, Rick Ackerman, newsletter writer, old friend, over 30 years in the business, published in various financial journals around the world, and a relatively newcomer to the industry, Gary Savage. Laura Stein introduced me to Gary probably about a month, maybe 2 months ago, and I have to tell you, it's a real pleasure to have him do daily editorials with us and occasionally come on the weekend show, because he also is very, very astute in this area. Okay, first question is real simple. Big Al thinks that we are seeing a major turn in the direction of two financial markets. One of them is the conventional stock market, and the other one is the sector involving precious metals, specifically in this case, gold and silver. I see, because of the input that I get from you guys and because of what I read on my own and study on my own, I believe that we're going to see a drop in the conventional market, rather meaningful drop, and I think we're going to see a rather meaningful increase in the price of both gold and silver. Doc, let's start out with you. You think I'm nuts, man?
been agreeing with you, Al. A little disconcerting that we had the move we did today, but it doesn't surprise me because it bounced off the 50-week moving average. And generally, when you have a run like this in markets and they top out, they don't go straight down, especially if you're entering a cyclical bear market. Now, in corrections, it'll do that. And it's often quite vicious, and then you move on again. But in cyclical bear markets, which I think we're entering, is it'll test those areas, and then it'll bounce back up, and then it'll take it down, take it out the second or the second time it approaches it. So I think today was mostly just covering shorts today, and when I look at my technicals, the dailies have broken down for the conventional markets as far as the strength and momentum indicators, and the weeklies are still ready to go. The strength indicators are very high, but they're starting to turn. So, yeah, I believe that conventional markets are getting close to rolling over, and I think July, when earnings come out, it'll probably tell a story because I think margins are going to be squeezed and I think revenues are declining. And really what influences markets the most, conventional markets, is interest rates and earnings. Well, I think earnings are finally going to start to take center stage because they've frankly been flat for 4 quarters to down. So I think we're getting there. Now, as far as the precious metals, right now, gold got hit pretty good. We're approaching the moment of truth. The next 2 weeks, I feel June's going to be the month to determine whether we hold or whether we go lower. There's a pennant formation on the dailies. I think we're the play or flag formation. We're going to test these lows, and it looks like, and then we're going to determine whether we go lower or we bump up. So that's questionable. But the precious metal stocks right now still look pretty good, so that's a good sign.
Rick, you approach technicals from a little bit of a different standpoint. You have your own methods, which I have to stress once more have been very, very accurate. You kind of come to the same conclusions, at least in conversations that you and I have had, but you're not quite as enthusiastic. You want to elaborate?
Well, I use the technicals charts religiously because at the instinctual level, I'm an idiot, Al. I miss the turning points, and when I try to sort of piece everything together, the stock market doesn't make much sense. But let me say that as bearish as I am on the big picture, and I really think we're headed into a big one comparable to what the country experienced in the 1930s, against that, I have a technical forecast that's looking at 16,800 on the Dow at a minimum. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to reconcile the two, so I don't try. I really just believe my charts first and all of my logical thinking second. So I'm ready to believe 16.8 on a Dow, even though I can't see a good reason for it, and less reason now even, because you can see mortgage rates creeping above 4%, and when you're talking about an economic recovery that's had only one thing going for it, namely an induced inflation in the housing market, if the housing market even... I'm not even talking about turn south, which it's already starting to do at the refi level. But if we get just a downtick in housing, that could crush the stock market or the enthusiasm that's been driving it higher. So let's just say that I'm a very bullish technical forecast on the Dow. But as I mentioned in today's commentary, I've got both feet out the fire escape. And as a practical matter, I will be shorting rally targets that look promising to me based on these hidden pivot numbers that I can produce using a proprietary method. So I'm going to short it every chance I get, but I'm prepared to see the stock market, the Dow, go from today's close almost 1,600 points higher. On the gold side, I would say the technical picture is maybe neutral to slightly negative. And, you know, I've been looking for gold to kind of make its case. It has to prove itself to me. We talked about a number last week, basis the August COMEX contract at 1627. And although the contract got up within a few bucks of that, it didn't get past it. And that's what I needed to turn bullish. But we also discussed that even with today's nasty little sell-off of about 33, 34 points, the 14.27 target in August gold is still viable. So short-term to possibly intermediate, I'm neutral on gold. But coming away from the charts a little bit, I have to say that there's a very deflationary negative out there that I think could impact gold, and that is simply Japan's experiment. You know, Japan has become the world's leader in the QE field, and they're really going all out right now to inflate the yen down to the point where they can sell more automobiles. So if that experiment fails, if Japan throws everything it can at this effort of inflating and we don't get inflation, I think that's a real negative for gold.
Gary, I want to flip over to you. We've only got about, we actually have a couple minutes left in this segment now that I look at it, but you made a comment last week in a daily editorial that you and I did on Thursday where you were saying that because of what's going on in the currency markets, you felt that vis-a-vis the situation in gold, we could be knocking on the door of around 1900 come this fall. I'd like you to elaborate on that for me a little bit, if you would.
Sure. As I said last time we talked, the dollar has penetrated a previous intermediate bottom. It did that yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not going to bounce. It is. We've got a bounce that's probably started today, and it'll probably last between 5 and 8 days, and I expect that is going to drive gold down, maybe make a lower low. But gold is due for a yearly cycle low somewhere in here. I thought it had occurred on April 16th, but it looks like it's still ahead of us. But when that dollar, when that bounce finishes in the dollar, and like I said, it should only last 5 to 8 days, and it's going to roll over, and that dollar cycle isn't due to bottom until late October, early November. So the intermediate cycle in the dollar has, I'm about 90% sure it's topped, and it's going to be heading lower for many months. And with that kind of time span ahead of us, that amount of time for the dollar to fall, I expect it's going to test those 2011 lows. If the dollar's at the, you know, reaches that 2011 low, whatever it was, 72 or 1, gold's going to be at 1900.
There we go. Don't mean to cut you off. Got to cut you off just for a second. Gary, you got to cut you off just for a second. Got to take time for a break. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Okay, back with my friends Gary Savage, Rick Ackerman, and Richard Postma. Well, we're kind of coming from all around the country today. We got Michigan, we got Nevada, we got Denver. These, I got to tell you, these are three of the most brilliant guys in the world, and they sure, people like this are what make this particular program definitely worth listening to. Rick, I had to cut you off at the end of the last segment because we had to take a commercial break, but you were talking a little bit about your trepidations about continuing strength in the dollar, and perhaps your confidence in seeing some real strength in gold. Do you want to wrap that one up, and then we'll go on to a different topic?
Sure. I think you meant me, Al. Gold just has to get through this year of the cycle low, and I think it's going to occur as the dollar rallies over the next week and a half. I think that final bottom will come in for gold, and then the dollar will head lower till probably, like I said, late October, early November. And as the dollar does that, starts to collapse down into that major bottom, gold should take off. And if the dollar's testing the all-time lows, gold's going to be testing the all-time highs.
Gary, you made a comment, a little tongue-in-cheek. Sorry, I made that faux pas, for lack of better terms. Rick, you made a comment in the prior segment. You were talking a little bit about alluding to the fact that we could see economic times right around the corner that perhaps rivaled those of the late 1920s, 1930s. I'd like you to elaborate a little bit on that for me, if you would, because that's one thing. I'm in complete agreement with you on that one, simply for fundamental reasons. I think that, in my opinion, and I'm not trying to be a doomsayer or anything, I just want to be ready for what I think is the inevitable. I think sooner rather than later, we're going to see a major collapse in this country, because our success right now, our economic success right now, is based on a lie. And what's that lie? The lie is, we'll just continue to print money. That can't go on. There is no way, just considering fundamental economic principles, that can continue. You got the floor, bud.
I'm one generation removed from the Depression, Al. My mother lived through it and has described it. I've interviewed her on the subject. And although it's hard for me to imagine harder times than existed during the 30s, if you look at it rationally and objectively, it's hard to see how it couldn't be worse. Or how it could not be not worse. We're in for something, I think, worse than the 30s. And the reason I say that is because when you look at the 30s, there were a few things that existed then that were, let's say, a little bit, they helped to mitigate the circumstances somewhat. For one, we had about 30% of the American workforce involved in some area of agriculture. So it's almost literally true that this country lived off the land at the time of the Great Crash. Another thing is that the economy had not become so atomized where there's some jobs that were these days we've got jobs that are so specialized that the guy on the street can't even understand how so many people make their money. And so many workers are really in that arcane area, which ironically was the most lucrative area to be in the last 20 years. You know, if you're in high finance, kind of juggling paper, as it were, you're making a lot of money. So back then, in the 20s, the economy was a lot simpler. Also, keep in mind that we had a sound dollar. You know, going into the 1930s, the dollar was still king, and neither the government nor corporations nor private individuals had borrowed the huge sums that we borrowed today. So from many different points of view, we were much better equipped in the 30s to handle hard times than we are now. One other thing is that we've got the whole country, so to speak, on just-in-time inventory. The things work so efficiently, you know, margins are so tight doing any kind of business these days that it's like a Swiss watch, sort of. Yeah. And you can see that if that Swiss watch, if any little piece of it breaks down, the whole system could break down.
I think you're 100% right. You know, Doc, you too, you know, like I and Rick are one generation removed from the Depression, but, you know, I think not living through it is, thankfully, you know, it's a good thing. But do you agree with Rick and my assessment that we could be facing that sooner rather than later?
We could, and I remember, you know, sitting in my grandpa's den, and he pulled out pictures and talked about the Great Depression, and one thing I always took away from him was he said, he always told me credit is a horrible thing. And so he really taught me how the fact that you don't leverage yourself out, which we have done in this country for years, of course. But whether we have a depression or not, that's a hard one to say, or whether we muddle through here and have low growth for quarters and years. That's your two options, I think. So I don't know how this is going to end, but I do know one thing, that our dollar will not be the king it was in the past. And that in itself is going to hurt this country as far as its standard of living and what past generations have expected future generations aren't going to realize anymore, I don't believe, because there will be a switch and power over time, and I think it'll take time to happen, actually, and that's why I still feel that gold is the place to be, because I think that over time we'll see gold bottom and it'll move up again, and I don't think it's necessarily a V move, but it'll be a gradual move, and it may take a year and a half to hit the previous high, but I think it'll be based also on what's happening to the dollar internationally, and that's going to happen in my view.
Well, I tell you, I don't disagree with that, and I think the one thing that a lot of people don't realize, you know, and I guess I would address this to you, Gary, but what a lot of people don't seem to realize is civilizations run in cycles, you know, economic units, let's use the word economic unit as opposed to civilization. I mean, things run in cycles. I mean, there was a time when China ruled the world damn near. There was a time when England ruled the world damn near, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, we have, for almost 200 years basically been at the top of the heap in terms, we being the United States, in terms of, you know, level of importance, for lack of better terms, and I think for that to, for the, you know, for the crown, for lack of better terms, to be shifted to a different entity's head, you know, I think that that's probably just a normal part of history. What do you think about that?
Well, historically, whenever an empire starts to decline, the first thing they do is debase their currency. So I think I would agree with you. You are probably you know, heading on the downhill side of our domination, economic domination in the world.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what to look for. Historically speaking, whenever oil spikes more than about 100% within a short period of time, like a year, that has always led to recession. And that is the unintended consequence. Otherwise, Keynesian policies work. They work up to a point, to a point where they spike commodity prices too much and it collapses the economy. So watch the price of oil. When that spikes, just like it did in 2008, economy rolls over into recession, and this one will be worse than the last one because our debt is bigger.
I guess what I would like to close out, you know, the first hour of our show with this week is, you know, this sounds like we're talking doom and gloom, and it sounds like, you know, people just would have no consequence of what we talk about other than, you know, depression or what have you, but that isn't the case at all. You know, I would maintain that if you are aware of the possible consequences of actions, and in this case the actions of our country and many of the Western countries, you can prepare yourself for it. And to me, that is very, very important. In 25 seconds, Rick, starting with you, what do people need to do to prepare?
Just signed up for something called Next Door Rock Creek. It's online. It's in the cloud. It basically allows people to join together in neighborhood groups. It is a little bit like our mutual friend Sean Broderick's book, The Ultimate Survivalist, Suburban Survivalist Guide. It says we're not going to head for the hills with water rations and ammo. We're basically going to hunker down in cul-de-sacs and help each other.
Great point. Doc, your turn.
You know, well, I live in a condo association, and you talk about people getting together and helping each other, and when you band together like that, it's very valuable. And we also have a group of friends that, you know, are farmers, so they're good people to know. But the important thing to me is people have to get out of debt. And if the sad thing is they aren't out of it now, I think they're in deep trouble. But to stay cash, liquid, and of course, I think precious metals are the place to be in the foreseeable future.
Gary?
Well, in my opinion, it's going to be an inflationary depression. So I think you want to protect your purchasing power with gold or a bank of sugar or rice or whatever. You need some real assets.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.